historians. The Townsend family had been on American soil since the 1600s, and a prominent family in Oyster Bay, Long Island, since before the Revolution. Any scraps of ledgers or old bills would help create a more complete picture of the family's history, and Pennypacker was eager to see what new details he might learn. Townsend papers were fairly ordinary finds, but something about these particular discoveries intrigued Pennypacker. They were not just isolated receipts or bills of sale. They were letters and account books dating back to the Revolutionary War and immediately afterward. The handwriting seemed oddly familiar. Pennypacker adjusted his glasses to get a closer look at the distinct way the fourth son of Samuel Townsend, Robert, had hooked his D's, arched his C's. It almost reminded him of... Pennypacker rushed to the archives, where he stored several letters of espionage that had been signed by members of Washington's Secret Service during the war. He took a sample from the stack of Robert Townsend's papers next to him and placed it side by side with Culper Jr. letters, peering through a magnifying glass until he was convinced he had a match. Was he holding in his hands clear proof of the identity of the New York spy Washington trusted with his secrets? The reserved, bookish Robert Townsend, perhaps the most private of all the Townsend brothers of his generation, was the daring and courageous Culper Jr.